We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Yo. Time a dozen. Yo. Women. People.
Yeah, bitch.
Yo. Women. Paper. Dime a dozen. Yo. Yo. Women.
Gentlemen, it is 2 p.m. Monday. It means it's Snacky Tunes, and we're moving slowly today because, let's be honest, the Manhattan Cocktail Classic last night sort of just took it out of us. But we are happy to be here. We are Finger on the Pulse. I'm Terry Diabolik, joined by the illustrious, card-giving, fashion designer approving DJ Never Forget. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Big shout out to Johnny McSwain last night for all the laughs.
Yeah, seriously.
But yes, last night was the Manhattan Cocktail Classic.
Wait, first off, let's introduce our guests.
I mean, when you disrupt my flow and you don't see my notes, you don't know how I'm going to do this. So,
oh, was there a memo I missed?
There was a memo. Check
okay,
your email.
Sorry, continue.
So last night was the Manhattan Cocktail Classic, which, if you remember, we had Leslie Townsend on last week to promote it, and today we are joined by one of the wonderful bartenders from that event and from Death & Co. and Franklin in Philadelphia, Alexander Day. Alex.
Hello.
That's more about how I feel right now because of what you did and always do to me when I sit in front of you at the bar. How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Yeah?
Happy to get you drunk.
Happy to get me drunk. How did
And hold on, we have another guest in here. I know. And we also have Jess Jubilee in here. Because she's sitting there so
hi.
Cute and quiet, and she's going to be DJing later. Continue.
All right, Fine, Flo. What was that track that we started off with, since we're going to talk about Flo?
That was Jess. Jess, why don't you say what track that is?
That was Udachi and I, Paper, our EP that just came out last month.
Can we expect to hear more of the EP later today in the show?
Yes, you can.
So stay tuned.
Awesome. So, big weekend. Alex.
Very big weekend.
Manhattan Cocktail Classic, big gala, New York Public Library, everyone dressed in the nines. But it wasn't just about the gala this weekend. There's also a lot of seminars that went on. And I know that you did one on Sunday. Tell me a little bit about that seminar.
I did something incredibly geeky. I did a little bit of a survey of bar tools and international techniques for bar tools and how they have evolved from history and pretty much something that was a culinary art turned into just necessary tools to get by and sort of fell away in Prohibition, and we're getting back to some cool toys. So sort of all the cool stuff you get in a kitchen, quality kitchen, you're starting to have in the bar again.
It's funny because I sat in, and I always butcher his name, but Sasha Petrovsky, I sat in on his seminar on Saturday, and it seems that so much bartending skills and drinks and tools really disappeared after Prohibition, and there was about a 60-70 year stretch people just did not care.
Yeah, especially in this country. It sort of sucks, actually, for some of us who are really trying to do this professionally, to source things that are affordable that we can use every day when we're work that'll actually hold up. And we had all these advances before Prohibition, and then actually you see during Prohibition a lot of patents happening for ornate stuff that passed as not really being bar tools, but they were. I mean, people making drinks at home illegally. And then afterwards, people just didn't really drink like they did before. Their palates changed in America, and so we just didn't have anything. You know, we all grew up in houses, and we had that crappy cobbler shaker, which is a three-piece thing that, you know, you shook a drink with when you were a teenager. Yeah. You can never get the top off ever again. It's a piece of crap, you know? You can't really use it at all, so... We're finally getting back to having some cool tools. People like Greg Bohm at Mud Puddle Books is importing some Japanese stuff, and the Japanese have amazing tools, absolutely incredible stuff. A little spendy right now, but it's getting better, and we can actually have toys to play with.
It's exciting because one of the things that you feel when you walk into something like a Death & Co. or another type of bar at that level, you feel a little overwhelmed. And a lot of it is because you can't find a lot of these liquors or tools, and it's nice to know that coming down the pipeline, we're going to be able to bring this into the home.
Absolutely, and that's totally what our seminar was all about. It's like that, and I write for a magazine called Ready Made, and a lot of what it is home bartending techniques, and when it comes down to it, all the stuff that we do in high-end bars is incredibly easy. It just, we put it all together in one spot, and you can really do it all at home, so... getting that information to people is part of what our job is.
So that's the business side of it. Let's talk gala last night.
All right, I'm very hungover too.
There we go. Again, I have to say, you go to a lot of events. We all go to events. Jess, everyone here, you go to a lot of parties, and then every once in a while something really special pops up. And the MCC gala last night was just, you just get off the train, out of the cab, and you just walk up the steps of the New York Public Library, and they have all the candles, and you walk into the Great Hall. It's a little humbling.
It's easily the nicest thing I've ever been allowed to come into. I'm not even that much of like a...
You're kind of a rough character, so I'm not
and they
surprised.
I mean, they definitely eyed you. They eyed you the entire time.
They definitely eyed me. But it was amazing. I mean, it was just... It was beautiful. The event was nice. The food. And the other thing is, you always go to those events, and you're just like, oh, the catering isn't great, but, you know, they have, you know... like Berkshire pork, really nice cheeses.
Alan Delancey was on that. They had FCI. Yeah, they
yeah. Big shout out to the two.
Four
oyster shuckers, and then the guy who kept recycling this job shucks joke, which I heard him use a few times as like new people turned over.
There was a lot of people there. I know, good material.
I mean, who was there? I mean, Dale DeGroff is there. Dale DeGroff, king of cocktails. Aptly named, because he really is.
That's the surreal thing about last night, but the whole week. I don't know if I told you guys this. I did something called the BAR class last week, which is pretty much grad school for bartenders, and it was taught by Dale DeGroff, David Wondrich, Steve Olson, Doug Frost, Paul Packholt, Andy Seymour. These guys are the biggest tasters in the industry. Dale DeGroff is the reason why I have a profession. More or less,
pretty
him
much.
And some other folks, and these other guys who they write about this stuff. They know more than anyone else in the world. To spend all week with them, learning for 12 hours a day about how to taste spirits, and I figured I was at a pretty high level before. I'm like, I know nothing,
right?
And now I know a lot more. And then this weekend, the Cocktail Classic, and then it comes to a head at this gala event last night.
I mean,
was standing
just...
up top and looking down, like everyone I know in this industry, we're all here from. A few people, and everyone is just having a wonderful time in this beautiful place, and they look gorgeous.
Yeah. Everyone looked gorgeous.
Everyone looked really cool.
I think
saw a lot of top women out there.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I mean, I was certainly wearing Topshop myself. Yeah,
I saw a lot of dudes in Topshop. I would say the women probably hide up, but, you know, Topshop makes a good...
I gotta say, Topshop is
a good suit
it's
for
a good
guy.
Suit.
It's a brilliant
suit.
Yeah,
it's a brilliant
suit. Big props,
but yeah, but I was really into it. And also shout outs to all the Manhattans that I drank. They also had a lot of. They also had like a lot of for like their experimental Manhattans. They just called them Brooklyns, which I saw more than once, which I thought was.
And also big fan of the Apple Bonded Jack stuff. But I think my favorite moment was the end of the night. There was some food that wasn't easy to eat. The turkey sticks. The big turkey legs.
Yeah, I got a couple of those shoved in my face.
It was funny because when I got there, I said, I give people an hour of drinking before they start popping up in everyone's hand, because everyone's like, oh, that's a little messy. But to see guys in like three-piece suits with a huge drumstick was amazing. But end of the night,
and as the night kind of went on, like you know, the drumsticks were in touch, people were just like taking pictures, and then as the night goes on, you just like see like people kind of giving like a sideways glance and like, I'm doing it, I don't care.
I don't care,
it's cold, look how big that drumstick is, and just like gnawing on it.
But yeah, and then all the pork, slicing pork cheeks out the other night in my suit, giving it to some stranger, making sliders. Oh, and the Nighthawks, the band.
Oh yeah,
I mean, 10-piece, 12-piece, just old school, all the cheek to cheek, Pennsylvania 6500. It was okay. Enough, right?
Enough. All right, so we're gonna play a track.
And
we're gonna come back. And we're gonna talk more to Alex Day about his other stuff that doesn't involve galas. Which is like, it seems like it's not an every Sunday night affair.
I,
you know, right?
My life is just full of galas.
That's the thing. I feel like hanging out with Alex is a gala in itself.
And then later on, we're going to get to talk to Jess Jubilee about her tour and EP and hear a set from her.
Okay, that's great. So you're listening to Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. We are Finger on the Pulse. Never forget, do what you're going to do.
Relationship a little harder, at least on ourselves. We give and we take from each other so much that I feel we don't need no one else. We fuss and we fight, then the next day we fight. This is crazy, girl, you need some help.
Hey guys, Snacky Tunes, Finger on the Pulse, beautiful day, hungover as hell, joined by Alex Day, munching on some pizza, getting that food in the system. Jess Jubilee's got fried chicken, Greg's got a porchetta sandwich, and here we go. Never forget, what was that song?
That was Jeremy, called Break Up to Make Up. I think it's still playing in the background, but It Alvaro remix. Doesn't really fit the music that I usually spin, but I just kind of think the lyrics are really catchy, so...
You and I... and it was, I would say, a real crowd pleaser, though, at a Wallpaper Saturday. Big shout-out to those guys, record release party in New York. Really packed out. You have to check out their album, Doo Doo Face, because they made our theme song, and they're awesome.
And the pod... And they're on the... If you want to listen to it, it's podcasted.
Yeah.
If you search iTunes for Snacky Tunes... I'm just being really rude right now. Mouthful.
I'm gonna put that little corner of sandwich you just saved me over here, and I'm gonna eat that once we're done. No, Alex, you're the guest. You get to eat. Never forget, and I will share.
So once again, we're joined by Alex Day.
and Jess Jubilee. We met Alex.
Okay, I met Alex at the back room.
Mm.
When you were
teacups.
Teacups through the wonderful Jennifer Dunlap, who was also our neighbor. Hello, Jennifer. Good luck to your work today for College Humor and making puppets and art. You are awesome. But I met you there, and I think because Jen thought that you and I should meet, because like, here's a guy who does drinks, and she knew that I like to drink. And then I think you became my favorite bartender around that time as well.
Is this a New York story?
This is a New York story.
Beautiful.
I wish there were heartstrings.
Well, do you have any like background music for this at all?
I wish. Hold on. No. I'm not gonna, I don't want to go to the boost sound effect, but we.
It's a story of passion.
It's a siren song of our love.
Yeah,
there
it is. That's better.
But then you were over at Taylor, and then you finally over at Death & Co. But talk to me about your career, sort of your progression as a bartender in the city.
Actually, I'm going to interrupt. I've always wanted to know how you got into this.
I moved to New York to finish up college at NYU, and going to school in this city is a little bit expensive, so I had to work at a bar. And I started working at a place called the Musical Box on Avenue B. Bar backing, getting my ass kicked every Friday and Saturday, but learned how to actually be a bartender as opposed to just making drinks, and that's the most important part. And then eventually ran the back room, the bar at the back room for a while when it first opened, which was a lot of fun. And
were the teacups your idea?
No.
I didn't mind them.
But try making a Sazerac in a teacup.
I think function over form, right?
Yeah.
And it was definitely form over function in that.
Yeah, well, we started out with really dainty teacups, and then those broke, naturally. So we got pretty much coffee cups after that.
Yeah. I mean, it's enjoyable for the customer, but...
It's an experience.
I can only imagine what it takes to do with the type of cocktails that you do, because you're really building it, and then to have to put it in a teacup, and you don't even get to see...
I mean, here's the thing. I got into this sort of the high-end cocktail scene while I was working at the very end of Backroom, and saw other people when I finished college, and I'm like, I want to be a bartender. I want to be a cocktail bartender. I love this sort of thing. So I just started learning and trying to do that at the back room, the transition there, very difficult. And my staff hated me for making them do fresh juices and that whole jam in a bar that wasn't set up for it. But, you know, didn't last very long.
Taskmaster.
Yeah.
Hey. So now, good to be the king, right?
Now, always.
So now you're at Death & Co. and at Franklin, right?
Yeah, I set up the designed and set up a bar program in Philadelphia at the Franklin Mortgage and Investment Company, right off Rittenhouse Square. And
What Franklin?
The Franklin Mortgage and Investment Company.
Is that like a fake?
That's not my name. It's a good name.
But is it like that's the sign that was there? And they...
there was a bootlegger during Prohibition, Max Boo Boo Hoff, who did actually more liquor bootlegging than did Capone. And the Franklin Morgan and Investment Company was his front for all the laundering of the money.
So, full circle?
Yeah.
That applies there, right?
Yeah, that kind of does.
It applies.
This damn prohibition thing that keeps going through. So we got to get beyond that soon.
When you do something like that, we set a menu, like, do you just go down and implement it? Do you go down and check? Like, how does something like that work?
You know, a lot of people do consultation and they just come in, drop a menu, train a staff, and then run. I hate doing that. Every consultation I've done, I'm still involved with. Alan Delancey on the Lower East Side, I'm still involved with helping them out. And I really believe in bare bones. Like, you have to get in. You have to do everything from the ground up. And so Franklin, for example, I was there construction. I did a lot of aesthetic design. I did a lot of custom bar work for it, bar tools and whatnot. And I've spent most of my summer living there this year.
It was nice. It was nice to see you down there. We brought our mother, Gloria Bresnitz, who also has made jams that I just gave you two jars of, the fig walnut that you and Joaquin have made cocktails for me based on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good trend. Fresh preserved. I read about it online.
Yeah. You'll see it on a few of my menus very soon.
Oh. Oh, and...
So she's going into mass production now?
Your mom really should.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe we'll turn the rising tide into a jam factory.
So then what do you... And then you said that you're going out to L.A. this weekend, right?
Yeah. My boss and friend Dave Kaplan, who is the primary owner at Death & Co., he and I are doing a charity event with the Art of Elysium out in L.A. next week. It's going to be a great event. Lots of drinking, good food, music. Be a blast in Culver City.
Yeah. I think I saw him last night. I hope it made sense when I was talking to him.
I don't think he was out last night.
Then who was? See, okay, then it wasn't. That's
you don't
thing.
Even know
that's
where you
thing.
Were.
No, I mean, and that's the thing, because like I was like, who is this? Is this Dave? No, it's not Dave. I couldn't remember. So I did that whole drunk, vague
like,
speak.
Hey, man.
Where you just, you just seem even drunker because you're not even being specific about anything. It's like, I'm a human and you're a human and these are words coming out of my mouth.
But how about that turkey leg?
Future plans. What's big picture for you right now?
Looking to do something on the West Coast. My own thing. Hopefully soon.
No.
Yeah, I got to get out of the
no,
city.
No. To
listen.
All private investors on the West Coast.
Yo.
Do not.
Yo.
No. Yeah, you actually probably couldn't find a better guy to start a business with. I would, because I would, if you can do it at like LA, San Fran.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, whatever city you set up a bar in, I'll be there.
Excellent. You'll always have
so
a
that's
seat.
One customer.
You.
Not him, though.
No. Not.
I'm gonna pout.
You can pout in the corner.
Anyway, so Alex, you're going to hang out with us for the rest of the show. We'll have some more food. Yeah, munch on that pizza. Snacky Tunes, Heritage Radio Network. Jess Jubilee coming up next. Big shout out to Jack Inslee and RecTech, our producer and engineer. And, okay, they just brought in some more food. We got some salumi artisan cured meats. Awesome. Delicious. Cured. Fantastic. So we're going to eat some cured meats. Never Forget's going to DJ. And if he's lucky, maybe I'll have him a bite.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was just DJ Never Forget on the platters that matter, spinning you the best disco, new disco, classic house every Monday, 2 to 3 on Snacky Tunes, Heritage Radio Network. I think we're a little full. I think they hooked it up. Big shout out to the Salumi Artisan Cured Meats people. I don't know if you know about them, Greg. Do you know them?
I do. Actually, Northwest, I believe. No?
Yeah, but I mean, it's pretty awesome. They're family owned and operated, cure their own meats. It's pretty delicious.
Sounds like a good fit for this place.
Yeah. If you're having a party and you need cured meats, these are the people to go to. Cause whenever I go to the supermarket, I'm just like, oh, that looks like a good sausage. I mean, I know, Autumn & Ellie's does good stuff, but this stuff is actually, I don't know. I like it.
We're going to. And okay, the consensus is Terry Diabolik likes cured meats.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is that so okay?
That's fine. So, do you want to know what I just played?
Yeah.
Okay,
I do.
First one was this track called "Piano Bites" by the Requesters, who I believe are from Spain. They run with like the whole Sidechains crew and those type of people.
What's up, really Sidechains?
And they just put out a 4-song EP, which is kind of rad. After that was It's Only Love by Figure and the Sleepy Tea. And then the last track was At the Disco by Alex Herrera.
Love that last track.
So that.
And you know what? When I'm at the disco, there's only one girl I want to see, and that's Jess Jubilee.
Oh! Transition.
Jess Jubilee.
That's a good one.
What's up, girl?
Hi.
I'm going to say, since we did a How We Met Alex story, I'm going to say that I met Jess at Jen's apartment when we brought over that bottle tequila. Of tequila, and we drank tequila.
Oh my God,
in the dead of winter, and we're just sweating. Oh. Remember, just the tequila sweats. Where did we go that night? I think it was Affixed.
Tribeca Grand.
Tribeca Grand for. It was good.
It was good. Yeah,
it was Affixed.
Good luck trying to remember who it was.
Yeah,
so it's like a really amazing Affixed party at Tribeca Grand. Try and call that one down. So Jess, it's been a minute since you've been in New York. But you've been back for a little bit. But you were everywhere. I knew where you were because of your tweets. Let's say
yeah.
that.
I'm definitely really good at keeping everybody updated on Twitter, whether I'm away or looking up alligators on the computer.
These alligators have sharp teeth. Yeah. I'm in Hong Kong. So talk to us about tour. Talk to us about, I mean, you've been doing so much, but let's go with the most recent.
I just got back from a Europe tour last Monday, and I'm still recovering, actually. I did London, I did Munich, I did Berlin, and I did Bucharest.
Wait. Which one of these is not like the others? How is Bucharest?
Crazy. It's a really cool city. I honestly had no idea what to expect at all. People were really cool. My opening DJ was a guy named Thomas Sun, who, it was so weird because he ran up to me in Berlin and he knew every single song that I was playing and was like shouting out the title to every song. And
in a good way.
Okay. Like, it wasn't creeping me out. Usually I would turn around and be really annoyed, but he was like genuinely excited and super cool. And then I was sitting on the couch in Bucharest and he came up to me like, hey, and it was totally weird, but I was...
Wait a second. Hold on. So he ran up to you in Berlin, told you every song name, but then did he not know who you were?
I don't know. I mean...
Because you would think that'd be like, hey, guess what? I know your entire set list.
And also, and I'm going to come DJ. I'm opening for you in like 2 days.
Well, also, I was DJing, so you're not going to have a conversation with me. And
that's right. That gesturally does not have conversations while DJing. Don't even ask her how her day is going. She is focused.
Don't look her in the eye.
Yeah. Don't look her in the eye.
If you want to make that connection, make it with the person sitting next to you, not the DJ in the booth.
No, you're not going to have a conversation with me. And he didn't bring it up. But then it was one of those things because, you know, you're in the middle of Romania and you really don't know anybody and you're with people you kind of just met. So it was kind of this comforting thing to see this guy that actually like kind of stood out that wasn't creepy.
Oh, that's so
good. In Berlin.
It's great whenever Greg and I get to travel, especially when we did, you know, Warsaw last year.
Yeah.
But there is this alienating feeling. You go, okay, I'm in the middle of sort of not even London, Berlin, whatever. But you start going east, and you're like, okay, I'm nowhere.
Yeah.
But we have each other. For you, I mean, what's that experience like? Just dropping into a city, and just not knowing anyone.
It's weird. It's weird. You always have that feeling when you get off the plane, like, is this person going to pick me up? Like, is my phone going to work? And It's definitely, especially, you know, you don't know anyone in some of these cities. Like, usually you go to London, you have a few friends there, or you go, I mean, I know people in Berlin, I know people here, there. But when I definitely did Romania, and in Portugal, I didn't know anybody either in April. And it was just kind of this weird, like, anybody I know in Portugal right now? Because I'm here by myself.
But then you get there and you get...
Everything's fine. Yeah.
So what do they feed you in Bucharest? I don't even know what the cuisine is like.
Oh my God. Funny thing. I was looking for something to eat and it was just at the point where I did not know where to go or eat. So Pizza Hut there is like a restaurant. Like, I literally had cappuccino served to me afterwards.
Oh, it's like sit down legit?
Yeah. Like, it's like a legit, like...
Demolition Man, Taco Bell future.
Yeah, it was so weird. But it was just, you know, when you're on the road, you're just like, I don't eat fast food here or anything like that. But I know that if I eat Burger King, what my french fries are going to taste like. Or if I eat Starbucks. I hate Starbucks here. But, like, if I, you know that... I know exactly what it's going to taste like if I get a caramel macchiato, you know?
Actually, funny enough, I just saw over here, I don't know if it's true, but it seems like they're putting a McDonald's in the Louvre.
What?
I know. I know it's radio, but Alex's eyebrows just went all...
In fact, his eyebrows went so high that if we were on TV, we would get fined because it was so inappropriate.
Yeah. But yeah, so I saw that. But what is, you know, we always like to know from our traveling friends, you know, what's one of the best meals that you've eaten on the road?
I had this really good squid seafood meal in Porto that was amazing because everybody kept telling me, eat fish. So that was probably, it was one of those things where you just come from eating a bunch of horrible food. So it was kind of like a sauteed squid that was just awesome. You know, you can't really find anything like that here.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have you set up. So
cool.
And we're gonna chat while you set up because it's gonna take a little second.
Awesome.
But anyway, so you're listening to Snacky Tunes. This is Jess Jubilee, gonna about to do a set, play some stuff off her latest EP, and then we'll come back and talk about the EP.
We need to give her a second to set up.
Again, the interrupting the memo, of the flow.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Alex, you doing okay over there from the McDonald's shock?
I'm recovering.
Times are tough, and I
for McDonald's.
No.
I'm saying for
us,
for arts and things like that. Yeah. You know, some guy at McDonald's like, I'm gonna get it.
I don't understand. I mean, every time I've been to Lou, the line is out the door.
Where are they putting that?
It's, you know, the glass pyramid.
Yeah, downstairs.
Up top. It's a spiral staircase. It's a walkthrough.
Okay.
That's a joke.
What's going on here? Hey, I would you.
Okay. No,
Alex just threw a glass.
Don't forget,
I'm still drunk. I'm going to be honest with you.
But I don't know. It's tough. It's like, you know, they have that future when they show the future and everyone's like, oh, advertising's everywhere. And you go, no, it's never going to get that bad. You hear something like that and you go, maybe it is going to be that bad. Maybe it's just nonstop commercial everywhere. But
I don't know about you, but I'm trying to get the dollar menu while I'm looking at the Mona Lisa. Okay, that's
yo,
my
what
dream.
What do they call this cheeseburger?
Let's be honest, though, like,
yeah,
I mean, let's
oh, this
be
will actually answer that question.
Yeah,
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction
poses very serious question.
Wait a second, the McDonald's, because of Pulp Fiction, there is the most postmodern thing that I think. My eyebrows just exploded.
they're actually in the roof right
but
now.
Anyway, so here we go. We got Jess Jubilee on the decks, Snacky Tunes, heritageradionetwork.com. When you come back, you got more of Jess and Alex and us, Finger on the Pulse.
Thank you. rewind, let's crack and start over again. Rewind. At R&D Fair, there are a lot of happy faces. Rewind. The beats pay your body and mind for different places. Rewind. The people come for more of that crazy rhythm. Rewind. The bass line is tough and the beats are shifting. Rewind. So listen up, everybody, get on the floor. Rewind. And give it up till you haven't got any more. Rewind. One more baby, could you be so kind as a shout to the DJ. DJ, rewind.
This goes out to all the DJs. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector. Rewind. When the crowd say ball, selector.
Feel me, kill those stage and me fly cross no sea. No phone, them off it, not them use me. But one front door, them still refuse me. Entry fit for a groupie. They give me the palette, cause I'm not get far. I make it up, I make it up, it's an office that war. Spitting for the rhythm, it's a come and get back. They see me on a mission, I'm gonna crank up. Fed up on the hip hop, fed up on the shark. They don't give me enough, cause they don't want no rap star. Auto what they give me, see me make it this far. So take a look around, cause I'm on your radar.
Dog while you were DJing.
I was like, what?
Alright. Snacky Tunes with your host Finger on the Pulse. That was just a set by the amazing Jess Jubilee. You know, Jess, before you tell us what you played, you are one of my favorite DJs. I don't say
yes.
That. And I mean, like, always consistently. I remember, I think it was, sometime I saw you playing at Studio B, and I was just like, man, she's just really solid. It was a totally different sound too. It wasn't that.
Hmm.
How's that going? You doing good over there? Terry Diabolic is swapping out for his final set. So why don't you tell us what you played? You don't have to do an order, just, you know, off the top of your head.
Just some of my favorite newer stuff. I played a song. Well, I played the Gramzilla remix of Paper.
Thunder Heist. What?
And yes, we all love Gramzilla. I played a little refix of Crazy Cousins by Bok Bok and Elvis 1990. And I've kind of been playing that all the time. I think a lot of people have. It's a pretty great refix. Something that I just found that I have no idea what it is, but I really like the way it sounds, which there's a lot of those. People are like, what is that? I'm like, I have no idea. And like,
you gotta go that, oh, wait, I'm comfortable enough to play it, but hold on, it's this.
Yeah, like I know where it is.
I recognize the words, but
I'm not gonna pretend I researched this song.
Yeah.
What else did I put in there? Stush over Hard House Banton Sirens. Sweet. My one of my favorite MCs over one of my favorite UK funky songs. Oh. So
So that's a happy marriage.
That's a live mashup on Snacky Tunes.
No, no, it wasn't.
No,
live.
It's not. No, she was playing it. You are incorrect. By the way, for our so we have food listeners and music listeners. So for the food listeners out there, why don't you explain what a refix is?
It was just there's so many different names for these things now. There's refix, remix, retouch, re whatever. It was basically just an edit of the Crazy Cousin song that they did.
Sweet.
If that makes sense, it's kind of if you put extra salt and spices in your food.
Yes. So let's talk about,
or added an extra ingredient, let's or move something around.
That's an analogy, and that's an analogy on Snacky Tunes.
So bring it together. Let's talk about Saturday.
Saturday, oh,
huge!
I'm so excited about huge. Saturday.
Well, okay, so we
more than just a day. It is also dot dot dot.
Saturday is the Flashing Lights, which is my monthly with Nick Ketchdubs and DJ Ayers. It's a 1 year anniversary, and where's my sampler? There you go.
Stop the car. We're getting out for the dance
hello.
Party.
And we are having Todd Lattie, who is definitely my favorite DJ right now for the moment. And I'm so excited about it. It's going to be, if you don't go, you definitely slept on it.
Well, we are DJing at the Wine and Food Suite event, which is a 3-hour orgy of chocolate and champagne. And then we will roll ourselves over there afterwards.
Yeah, you have to.
But wait, it's only from 9 to 12. But where is it at?
Yeah.
It is at 88 Palace, which is everyone's favorite spot. It's a dim sum restaurant, which actually...
I don't know.
What else is on there?
There's a lot.
They have a list of what
they
are.
I know, I know.
Is there a horse noise?
No, there's no horse.
Lame.
There's a cougar somewhere.
88 Palace, East Broadway.
Yes, it's a dim sum restaurant, and at night we flip it into a club. And the dim sum during the day, for you food people, is actually really good.
Really good.
Yeah, I go there.
Mr. Lou, if I believe
Mr. Lou. Mr. Lou, who I've dealt with. Killing it, yeah.
And here's a trick. If you stay up late enough, you can have the dim sum brunch Sunday
morning.
Yeah,
you just kind of wander around.
Yeah.
We were at the last one that was there, and it was amazing.
The last one was...
With frogs?
With the frog mask.
Totally crossed out.
I still have the rave whistle. It made it through the entire build-out. It made it through the entire show, and so now I have a rave whistle ready to go on the door handle.
I have to say, whenever I go to that party there, it feels... feels like old New York, when you read about, like, oh, we had all these lofts. Oh, my God, we're in this basement. Sort of like the fix parties. When I'm at the dim sum restaurant, I go, this is so cool. It's so... Because it's... First off, East Broadway is not the most... aesthetically pleasing part of New York City, if you will.
It smells awesome,
especially when the sun hits everything in the morning. But just like walking in, and it's like it's all your friends, and everyone's dancing, and it's going off. It's gonna be awesome. What time to go till?
It would probably start around 11, and it goes usually till 4. You can check it out on flashinglightslightslights.com. You should RSVP because it's gonna be a big one.
How many lights is that?
Lights, 3.
Okay. If you can't wait for it, we stumbled into this place. It was like the most real Chinese food I had seen. Like pig's blood and rice was on the menu.
The next morning was.
We got really adventurous in our ordering. We're like, we're food guys. We'll eat anything. And I was just like, yeah, I don't know about that. I was like, I were adventurous, but I was just like, and then I accidentally ordered the same thing twice, and we're just sitting
there.
Oh,
it was great. It was like, something really gross.
Weird, like, I was like, all right, we got through that. And they're like, here's your second order. And I just go, social contract dictates we must eat this. So we're gonna wrap this up.
Wait, one last thing.
Yes.
Tell me about your EP and where I can get it.
Yes.
You can get it on Beatport in Juneau right now. It's Udachi and Jubilee. It's called Paper, PAYPUR, just so you know.
Wait, one more thing.
Yes.
You can't even let her finish that first thing?
Oh, I thought it was a... okay, sorry, go on.
Oh, that's it now?
Okay. Where'd you get your DJ name from?
X-Men. X-Men character ever.
That's what I figured.
That they will not put in the movies for some reason.
Yeah, she was the main character in all the cartoons.
Yeah.
Some of them, some of them only get some love. Like, Wolverine gets love all the time, and Gambit and all that stuff, but... yeah.
Yeah, but there's been four now. She's not in Wolverine. I haven't seen
her. They put in some junk-ass characters in, like, the third movie.
I think they're
like,
getting desperate.
I'm I can make spikes out of my body. Like, which mutant?
Oh, there's by the way, there's
the
some
chick
X-Men,
with the piercings.
There's some X-Men fan out there who's like, if you ever talk about Spike Guy like that again,
yeah,
I'm gonna,
you're gonna get hate mail.
Yeah, hate mail. Well, we got our first hate mail. We started to talk about comic books. Anyway, Terry D is going to go set up.
Yes.
And play us out on set. Once again, thank you to Alex Day, who, when, if I wanted to get a drink from you, when could I get a drink from you next?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
Where?
Death & Co. In
Look at that.
Manhattan's
the
East Village.
Guest is interviewing the guest. Yeah. This is like interviewing.
I want to test your Manhattan skills.
I will be wearing a bow tie, and I'll be making Manhattans all night long. Come by.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And bring small groups there. That's a recommendation.
Please, yes. Yeah. No more than seven.
That's your small group? I was like, bring a date.
I bring 40 people.
Yeah, I'm a freshman in college, 40 or I only roll
yeah,
with 40
please,
people.
All you NYU students, please come on over to Death &
only
Go.
Only if you're 21, though. Keep yeah. this legal. And Jess, you're my favorite.
Thanks.
And thanks for DJing.
Thanks
and
for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm really happy. And awesome. Don't forget, Flashing Lights is this Friday. Big shout out to Jack, Inzi, and Rec Tech out there. By the way, Rec Tech told us that second to America, McDonald's is in France. That came out so poorly.
No, the amount of money.
Oh, the amount of money. Okay. And big shout out to Salumi Artisan Cured Meats, who dropped off a nice platter for us. And it was delicious. I enjoyed it. Actually, all the food did. That fried chicken also knocked me around.
Yeah. Mm.
So this is Snacky Tunes. If you like this and you want to hear other shows, check out the podcast on iTunes. And I think, wait for it.